This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I'm recording this on the evening before January 20th, the Lobby Day gun rights protest, you could say, in Richmond, Virginia. So keep in mind that I don't know yet what's going to happen tomorrow. However, we're going to discuss false flag operations and how they work here, because that's what is shaping up. I published a story today on naturalnews.com from multiple sources talking about the plans to recruit crisis actors. There was an ad posted for Virginia for crisis actors being recruited to pose as terrorists and IED victims. So think Boston bombing. They may have an explosion or a mock explosion, and they may have mock victims with fake blood on camera so that CNN can say, oh my gosh, look, the Patriots are bombing the crowd, but it may all be staged. It may all be faked. Or they might have real violence and real bloodshed on camera, like Las Vegas style, where they have in Richmond, they have now, they've built these fences to fence in the protesters in what's called a kill box, a kill zone. There's only one entrance and a couple of other exits. There are no exits on the east side of the Capitol grounds and no exits on the south side, but there are fences around you everywhere. And then there are going to be snipers all over the rooftops of the government buildings surrounding that area. So this could be a kill zone. And what we saw in Portland, Oregon, is how the Portland police would, first, they would search all of the Proud Boys protesters for weapons to make sure they didn't have any, but they would let Antifa carry all kinds of weapons, you know, blunt force weapons and batons and sticks and concrete, you know, balls and things like that. And then the police would corral these two groups together to force them into a conflict. And that was on orders of the mayor of Portland, by the way, who is a treasonous, anti-Trump traitor who should be prosecuted for treason. But that's another podcast. So what police will do when they're Democrat-controlled police, now, you know, I'm not opposed to law enforcement as a principle, but when Democrat-controlled police, which is basically every left-wing city police force, when they do what they're ordered to do, they will instigate violence and they'll ignore the violence of the left, but then they will try to whip up violence that can be shown as being violence of right wingers. This is all so that CNN's cameras can capture it. But look, to make matters even worse, not only are there going to be crisis actors and false flag operations, to make matters worse, according to media reports that I linked to over at National File, there are going to be 7 busloads of Antifa actors who are unloaded on the scene dressed like patriots and NRA supporters and Trump supporters and so on. So they will be wearing American flags and maybe camo pants or, you know, whatever. They're going to be dressed up like the way they think patriots look. In truth, most patriots are just normal dressed people, everyday life people wearing business suits and uniforms and, you know, work uniforms, blue jeans, whatever. That's normal patriots and conservatives. But they're going to dress up in their camo and their Trump hats, and they're going to cause some violence, you see. And they might be allowed to carry guns into the Capitol grounds through a secret entrance that will be arranged by the Democrats so that there can be a shooting inside the Capitol grounds, a shooting of patriots that can accomplish a couple of things. Remember, the real patriots will be disarmed. The fake patriots, i.e. the Antifa people who are impersonating patriots, might be allowed to carry weapons. And then CNN's cameras will, of course, capture all of this because it'll happen at a predetermined time and a predetermined place. This is how false flags operate. And then CNN, the evening news, violence breaks out at gun rally. Trump supporters open fire on innocent crowd. You know, you can see the headlines now. It's all fake. It's all a narrative, but that's exactly what they're going to do. Now, what I think is fascinating about all this is that this idea of a false flag operation back in 2012 in the Sandy Hook operation, which was engineered, of course, I'll talk about that. Back in 2012, very few people in America believed in the idea of false flag operations. Today, nearly all people who follow independent media, who are Trump supporters, conservatives, they know that the left is not only willing to fake things and stage things, they know that the entire media is fake news. So today, the idea of a false flag operation no longer seems alien to people. It's actually the modus operandi of the radical left. This is how they operate. And what's interesting is YouTube has gone to great lengths to purge all the videos surrounding Sandy Hook and the CNN coverage of Sandy Hook back in 2012. And that's one of the reasons we created Brighteon.com, the free speech video platform alternative to YouTube. You can find a lot of Sandy Hook videos on Brighteon uploaded by all kinds of users. And more are being added all the time. But I encourage you, look for a video. You might still find it on YouTube or maybe BitChute or maybe Brighteon. I don't know exactly where. Look for a video that documents what's called the sloppy sniper from Sandy Hook. Now, the sloppy sniper was on camera, the CNN cameras, they would broadcast this footage. This guy was walking around dressed up as the SWAT team person, and he was called by the news as like a real, you know, response SWAT team member. And he was surrounded by other SWAT team people. And yet this guy, the first sign is he carried his sniper rifle by the magazine. Yeah, right. He was actually gripping the magazine and had the rifle upside down, carrying it by the magazine, which of course nobody does. If you did that even in a rifle class, you would be probably mocked and yelled at and called a moron. There is no SWAT sniper in America that carries a rifle by the magazine for obvious reasons. For example, number one, you might drop the rifle because the magazine might come out as if you're carrying it by the magazine. It's just stupid. Nobody who even owns a rifle carries it around by the magazine. So we know that that was an actor. It turns out the guy was an actor, an actual TV actor. I think his name was David something. And he then also played a grieving parent. So he testified before Congress as a grieving parent, calling for gun control. Yes, the same exact guy was carrying the sniper rifle as part of the SWAT team response, was a known TV actor, and then was also playing the role of a grieving parent testifying before Congress. The whole thing was faked with this guy. And he didn't even carry the rifle with the sling on. So he had the sling like flopping around out there, which nobody does who owns a rifle. Though it's obvious this guy had never actually carried a rifle. They dressed him up in a costume, a SWAT team costume, and they handed him a rifle and said, "Here, walk around while we, CNN, get you on camera. We're gonna stage this." That's what CNN did. And he wasn't the only one that was staged. He's not the only fake element of that. Now, what characterizes Sandy Hook is real violence punctuated by crisis actors on TV. So did they really kill children at Sandy Hook? You bet they did. They killed lots of children because they are willing to do that. That's how evil these people are. If they can get gun control passed, they will kill any number of children. So they had some real grieving parents, and then they had the fake grieving parents and this sloppy sniper who was exposed as both a parent and a fake sniper and a TV actor. So that's just an example of some of the fakery that goes on out there and how they will stage these events. And I think that it has now evolved their fakery, their engineering of false flag events. I think it's evolved to the point now where they don't even care if they get caught. They don't even care because their audience, the CNN audience, the MSNBC audience, the NPR audience, will never visit independent media, and they will never see the proof that the false flag was busted, that the people trying to carry it out were caught on camera being actors, and that ads were run for crisis actors, that the blood perhaps was fake, let's say, in this thought experiment. I mean, I don't know what's exactly going to happen, but these are some possibilities of what they might do. They might fake it, it might be a real explosion. There might be real dead bodies. There might be real dead bodies that they bring in a van and dump them there, like people who were killed, you know, the night before. Who knows? Who knows what they're willing to do? Remember, the FBI is going to run this. The FBI is a terrorist organization in America. That's what they run, is terror plots all across the country. They're famous for it. Almost all acts of terrorism in America have been carried out by the FBI. Just so you know. Including the 1993 bombing or attempted bombing of the World Trade Center, all run by the FBI with a patsy that they recruited to rent a van. You know, it's so lame. These people are morons. And then in 2001, they had a successful bombing of the World Trade Center. And then they had demolition charges planted in the the pillars, the support beams of World Trade Center 7 building, and then they set those off to bring the building down magically in its own footprint, pure demolition style. You know, it just goes on and on. They've been running these false flags for generations in America. The assassination of John F. Kennedy. I mean, in a sense, it's not a false flag, but it was, the explanation was false. It wasn't a lone gunman, okay? It was the deep state. They killed him. They had a patsy that they had recruited. And then, of course, they killed the patsy. Oh, wow. We've never seen that before. Over and over and over again. So there's going to be a patsy. There's going to be real violence with fake narratives. This is what they do. And I would not be surprised. Again, I'm recording this the night before Monday, January 20th, but I would not be surprised to see something just like this happen tomorrow in Richmond, Virginia. Now, I pray that none of that happens. Actually, what I pray for is the complete dismantling and defeat of the deep state, the Democrats, the leftists, the anti-American traitors, the criminals in Washington, D.C. Tear it all down. Throw them all in jail. There should be thousands of people indicted, arrested, thrown in prison, and put on trial for treason. And if found guilty by a court of law, they should be subjected to the punishment that that court dishes out, which could include, you know, all kinds of things. Let the courts decide. But these people are evil. They are anti-American traitors. They are criminals. And they run CNN. And they run the Democrats. And they run Richmond, Virginia. And they run the police force in that town. And they run the FBI. They run the deep state. They run the CIA. They run elements of the DOJ. Now, there is, in truth, a civil war inside the government. There are, for example, good elements inside the FBI that are trying to go to war with the bad elements. And I do recognize that. There are good elements inside the DOJ that are at war with the bad elements. There's a civil war in the State Department. You know, Trump is trying to get all the traitors out of there little by little, piece by piece over time, and put pro-America people in power throughout the government. But it is a massive bureaucracy, and there is treason at every turn. So it is almost an impossible task to carry out. And sadly, it seems like the more evil people are, the more anti-America they are, the more destructive they are, the higher they rise in terms of power. How do you think Christopher Wray got to be the head of the FBI? Because he's the most treasonous traitor. He's the most corrupt criminal that they could find. So they put him in power at the top of the FBI. And you may say, well, why did Trump put him in there? Well, that's another podcast. But part of the problem is that there is nobody remaining in the bureaucracy, almost, who can be trusted in any position. Really, what Trump should have done is he should have said, we're closing the FBI, we're going to start a new law enforcement agency, and we're not going to use anybody who's been living in Virginia or Maryland or Washington, D.C. or the East Coast. We're going to go get people from freaking Iowa, you know, or Kansas or Missouri or the Midwest. Get them from Colorado. Just get people who live in real America. Bring them into Washington, D.C. and overhaul the FBI. Overhaul the DOJ. Overhaul everything, all the regulatory agencies, the EPA, the FDA, the FTC, the DEA, the ATF, all of it, because it's all hopelessly corrupt. The State Department, hopelessly corrupt, because it's a culture of corruption and treason and criminality and fraud and con artistry. Just look at the freaking Biden family. These people are corrupt criminals till the day they die. They will be just as corrupt as any person can be. And the Obamas are exactly the same, and the Clintons are actually even worse. If that can be imagined, because I don't think the Bidens go out and just kill people who have dirt on them, but the Clintons do that all the time. It's just routine for the Clintons. They have kill teams, actual kill teams that run around just murdering people, body bags. It's called the Clinton body count. You know, in case you've never heard of that term, it's a thing. It's amazing how many people who had dirt on the Clintons just wind up in a body bag or suiciding themselves. There's a term for it. It's called Arkansas. So many people committed suicide in Arkansas when Bill Clinton was governor after he was raping and sexually assaulting all those women. There were so many cover-ups and so many state troopers that ended up dead who used to be his bodyguards. It's astonishing. But I don't have time to go into all that. Just telling you, these people, the Clintons, the Obamas, the Bidens, and a bunch of other people like Brennan and McCabe and Comey and Lynch and all these people, they are corrupt, treasonous criminals, and they are just the tip of the iceberg. There are thousands of people who need to be taken down, indicted, prosecuted in a court of law, and removed from power. And those people include Governor Northam of Virginia, who's not only just a treasonous criminal, who already, in my view, deserves to metaphorically hang for trying to take away the Second Amendment rights of all Virginians. I mean, that is something that the founding fathers, many of whom were from Virginia, they would have said, yeah, this guy should metaphorically hang. Actually, back in the day of the founding fathers, it wouldn't have been a metaphor. They would have just hanged the guy. That's the founding fathers back in the 1700s. But today we don't hang them. We do so metaphorically, you know, in a court of law or at the voting booths. And that's all I'm calling for, not violence against the guy. But he wants to take away the rights of the citizens of Virginia because he is a treasonous criminal. And it is people like him that the founding fathers had in mind when they wrote the Second Amendment. Think about it. The founding fathers back in the 1700s, they said, well, and by the way, the Second Amendment was authored through the time period from, I think, about 1776 through 1791. Those years, as the Bill of Rights was coming into existence, that's when the Second Amendment was really fleshed out. And the founding fathers during that time, they were saying to themselves, well, what if this country, long term, it starts to become more like England, you know, the tyranny of the king, and we get a bunch of politicians who are tyrants and they're out of control and they try to disarm the people and then take over everything and deny people the right to speak and so on. And they said, well, we need a Second Amendment in there. The Second Amendment is, in case the tyranny gets so out of control, the people can shoot the tyrants. That's what the Second Amendment was for. That's what the founding fathers were arguing for. They say the people need to be armed so that it's a check against the tyranny of these out of control bureaucrats who otherwise would do anything. But if there's at least the threat that they might be shot by the people, they might keep some things in balance and not become total tyrants. Well, that hasn't stopped Governor Northam. He's murdering babies in Virginia, even after they're born. He's a child killer. He's a blackface wearing treasonous child murderer who wants to take away your guns. That's exactly the kind of scenario that the founding fathers had in mind when they thought, you know what? The people need to be able to rise up and stop tyranny and defend their rights, their freedoms, their nation, their state against these tyrants. That's why the Second Amendment exists. And that's why Governor Northam must be defeated and removed from power legally and peacefully. And that's what I'm calling for. In fact, all the Democrats across the whole country need to be defeated and removed from power legally and peacefully. So join me in that effort. I pray for the safety of everyone involved in the protests at Richmond. I hope it's peaceful. I hope it goes well. But I fear that a false flag operation is in the works. Hope I'm wrong about it. But thank you for listening. God bless America. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at HealthRangerStore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at HealthRangerStore.com.